your name Morrick?
Could be. Who wants to...
I've told you about this before, Kane. I don't want you killing people in my bar.
Oh, perhaps you should aim for a better class of customer. This guy's wanted in 6 quadrants for rape, murder and theft.
He is also wanted for tax evasion, Commander.
Oh, yeah, and tax evasion. So he's got to be a villain.
Aren't you supposed to get a bonus or something for bringing them in alive?
Well, yeah, you do want some, but I've got a mutoid to feed, haven't I?
Can I recharge my blood serum level now?
Yeah.
Not in here, it doesn't. We've had complaints.
Take the body outside. Do it there.
Yes, Commander.
And don't do as you did last time. Keep it away from the door. Puts customers off from coming in. Having to step over you like that. Bloody mutoids. Where did you get that thing from, anyway?
It's a long story.
You've met Kane before, then?
Yeah.
What's he like?
Nasty.
Really? What does he look like?
Tall and thin. Takes the piss. Oh, I don't like him, Blake. And he's got a funny eye. Sort of blue and cloudy. And he hangs around with a vampire.
A vampire? You mean a mutoid?
Yeah. They say he sometimes lets it feed off him. It ain't natural. I don't like neither of them.
Anything special I should look out for?
Well, his left hand's false. And he's got a spring-loaded blade in it.
Well, that's colourful. What's that over there?
Oh, I hate mutoids.
Come on. Best not to disturb it.
Friends of yours?
Mine? No, I haven't got any friends.
Bounty hunters, though. That real ugly one's Tando.
Oh, I know Tando.
Sir, can I get you a drink?
And how about some fruit for the gorilla?
I hate shark. Sarkat. People being clever, like.
Oh, you can almost hear the brain cells dying, can't you?
My name's Dev Varon.
Well, I can't help that.
I've been told that it's you who've been given official authorization to hunt Lafayette. Have you got him yet?
No, not yet. Look, I know he's supposed to be one of our lot, but... Oh, well, Lafayette's had it coming a long time.
I agree. That's why I want to come with you.
What? No way. I never share a bounty with anyone.
You can claim the bounty. I just want to kill Lafayette.
And why is that?
That smuggler he set up.
Jenna Stanish? The one who was killed running the blockade?
Yes, that's her. She was running arms for me.
Well, that's no problem. GP's flooded with arms and...
It's not that.
Oh, I see. But still, that's one for your conscience. I mean, you must have known that Lafayette were here on Gouda Prime. And you shouldn't have used her. Lafayette always goes for the celebrity kill.
He tipped off the gunships, didn't he?
Yes.
You know what I'd do, Kane? I'd give the man a chance. You might need some help out there anyway. I've heard that Lafayette's got some company.
Yeah, just trekkers. Maggots out for a thrill.
Now, don't forget, it was a trekker that killed Farnham.
Yeah, with a dose of the clap.
Look, if it's the premium you're worried about...
There is no premium. They just want him dead.
Oh.
But go on. What were you going to say?
Well, you let me kill Lafayette, and I'll let you have this.
Wow. That's, quite a bit of money. Must have meant a lot to you. Okay. Does Dando come along as well?
If you want him.
dare, or I use his ugly face to scare off the trekkers.
Shut up, one eye.
Oh, good one, Tando. I'll have to write that one down. Let me just collect Blossom. Oh, she's here.
Yes, come and...
Varun, I take it your flyer's nearby.
About a 5-minute walk. We're going after him tonight, are we?
Yeah, shouldn't be too hard to find. Going to the data sheets, he's out in Plantation 3, looking for Kimla.
You mean Lafayette doesn't know yet? About what's happened?
No. It's good, isn't it?
Why have I got to be the one who has to sit by the vampire? Smells horrible.
Oh, don't worry. She'll get used to it. When I heard you was carrying some dope around, Baron, I thought they meant drugs, not old Tando here.
Oh, bloody hell. I'm pissing myself, Kane.
How come you two have teamed up, then?
It was Tando who got me this job.
Oh, really? Why did you do that, Tando?
He knew Oleg Gann.
What? The guy who killed all them women? Oh, yeah, of course. Oleg and Tando used to go round together, didn't they? Before Oleg got himself arrested, that is.
Oleg was my friend.
What do they used to call him now?
The Cat Strangler.
The Cat Strangler, yeah. Oh, you've kept some strange company, Baron.
I only got to know Oleg after the limiter had been fitted.
Yeah, I bet he was like a kitten, wasn't he? He must have been a bit suspicious, surely. I mean, they only fit the worst with limiters.
He told me that he'd got it after killing a Federation guard that had murdered his woman.
God, that's pathetic. And you believed him?
I was more trusting in those days.
I'll say. He ended up on a penal planet, didn't he? Cygnus Alpha?
Something like that.
So how did you get...
Where did you get the mutoid from?
Oh, I picked it up on Goth about 5 years back, just before the war.
Well, what were you doing there?
I was trying to track down some ex-fed psycho bastard called Travis. Ever heard of him?
Oh, yes, I think so. He had an eye patch or something, didn't he? And a false leg?
No, a false arm.
Oh, yes, that's right, yes. Did you ever find him?
No. Last I got to hear, he were heading out towards the island galaxies with Blake on his tail.
Blake?
Well, you know, the revolutionary.
Oh, yes. So you think the mutoid was left behind by Travis, then?
I feel it's a safe bet. I found it wandering, brain scrambled, half dead. More half dead than they usually are, that is. I don't know what happened to it. Implant burnout, probably. Caused by a belt round the head. Bit of blood plasma brought it round.
See? His own blood. Sick.
The thing appears to have been programmed to obey one specific person only, which does seem a bit unusual. Anyway, now it follows me and obeys my orders.
Why do you think that is?
Well, perhaps I remind it of its old boss, which isn't surprising, really, when you consider that it was him who caused my injuries.
It was Travis who damaged your eye?
Yeah, the eye and the arm, on Cynra. It happened when I was just starting out. We were walking round Boulder's Brass, so we jumped him in this alley. But I didn't know about that laser he had built into his hand. I hadn't read the notes proper, see. Like I said, I was just starting out. Well, it killed Royce. Then it beat me to a pulp before blowing half my arm away. I think I were a bit pissed off that I'd got his name wrong and called him Trevor. Same with trying to kick me eye out. He wanted to leave his mark on me, but I'd never forget his name again.
If I ever see him, I'll buy him a drink.
Oh, nice one, Tando. You're improving. Glad to see the brain grafts are working out.
A lot of people believe that Travis got himself killed during the Galactic War.
Yeah, I heard that as well. But deep down, I know he's still alive. And really, that's the only thing that keeps me going, the thought that one day I'll catch up with him.
The mutoid didn't provide you with any information, then?
No. I'm talking to a Delta grade. Complete waste of time. And as for the only other lead, Blake himself, well, Lafayette killed him 3 years ago.
On Jevron?
Yeah, that's right. We're definitely him. Feds did DNA testing a lot. Servalan even went to the cremation. And that was after she became president. Of course, she's dead now and all.
Lafayette got Babin too.
Did he? Bollocks.
He said he did.
Yeah, he said he did, but... Oh, shit, that reminds me. Did he get Morrick's head?
Yes. Come and, it's here. In the bag.
Yeah, yeah. All right, put it away. I don't want to see it now.
Yes. Come and,
Anyway, as I was saying, he says he did it. But he never proved it, did he? No body, no pictures, no nothing.
But Baban did disappear. Together with the rest of his team.
Oh, I reckon one of the other independents got him. Perhaps that lot from Scorpio. But I'm certainly one Lafayette. I met Baban once, you know.
You hunted him?
Of course I didn't bloody hunt him. No one in their right mind would try to hunt down Baban the Berserker. Skin you alive. No, I met him by chance. On one of the frontier planets.
What was he like?
Mean and a bit nuts, but to be honest, he wasn't half the man his mother was. Now, she really was an evil bitch.
Does Lafayette claim to have killed her also?
No, thank God. And then he couldn't, because Baban had already admitted to doing it himself. I don't think he had any choice but to kill her, really. She was completely out of control. I think it still upset him, though. He never collected the bounty, which I thought was a nice gesture. He also gave her a decent star orbit burial. They were all very tastefully done.
The heat tracer's picking up a stationary reading at ground level. Could be heat residue from the flyer's drive system. I've got a second reading. Same strength. Again, stationary.
I think we found Lafayette. He booked 2 flyers out yesterday.
I'll put us down about 1/4 mile from the heat source. Then, if it is him, we should catch him unawares.
I'm going to enjoy this.
We all are. Right, everyone check their weapons. I don't want any foul-ups. Oh, where'd you get that fancy toothpick from?
What, this? Oh, I got it a couple of months back from a consignment of arms Jenna brought in from Sector 12.
12th Sector, eh? I didn't think we had any colonies out there. Looked pretty advanced, too.
Well, it is if you compare it to that museum piece you've got.
Museum piece? Don't you know what this is?
Yes. It's a machine gun.
This is a Boucher high-velocity 9mm automatic assault rifle. Look, walnut stock. This is what you call a gentleman's weapon. Not like that bloody curling tongs thing you got there. You can't buy this in the shops, you know. This is handcrafted all the way from Outer Gal. The only way you can get one of these is through mail order. And then you've got to wait a bloody long time.
Mail order?
Exclusive catalogue, restricted mailing list. They personally select you.
You should get yourself a decent plasma rifle instead of using that crap.
You thick bastard, I ought to...
Look, save it for the firefight. If we don't set out now, it'll be morning before we get there.
Come on, then. Let's move out. Blossom?
Yes, come and...
I want you to scout ahead and find Lafayette's encampment. When you've done that, come back and tell me how many others there are with him, and whether they're armed or not. Is that clear?
Yes, come and...
And on your return, use the homing device to find me. It'll save time.
Yes, come and...
Well, go on then, get going.
Kane?
What?
You said earlier at the bar that there was no premium for bringing Lafayette back alive.
So?
Why is that?
Because the Federation consider him an embarrassment.
Really? Why?
Well, he's a self-publicist, isn't he? Every time he kills someone famous, he takes loads of pictures. Then he zooms off to some unaligned planet and flogs his story. Hey, you know what? He even appeared on a game show last month.
A game show?
Yeah. No wonder the Federation want him dead. He's just using their dirty washing to make himself a name. In fact, I'm surprised they let him get away with it for so long. Hey, everyone. Blossom's coming back. Hold your fire. Okay, what did you find out?
They are just up ahead. 8 of them, all armed.
Right then, lead us to them.
Yes, Commander.
Which one's Lafayette?
That one over there with the stupid hat. Did you check to see if there were anyone guarding the flyers?
There was no one there, it's all clear.
Right, good. I've sent Tando and Blossom round the other side so that we can catch Lafayette and his trekker buddies in a crossfire. My idea is that when Tando signals he's in position, we just stand up, walk to the perimeter and start firing.
We stand out there in the open? I thought the mutoid said they were all armed.
They are. But shit, they're only trekkers. I mean, look at them. Sat around that campfire. They'll be singing songs in a minute.
I'll carve those words on your gravestone.
Gravestone, my ass.
Well, I'll carve them on your ass then.
Look, it'll be like shooting zombies off an escalator. Have you ever been to Zondal?
Can't say I have. Now, you're sure you've told the mutoid not to target Lafayette?
Yeah, don't worry. It's all covered.
Oi, Kane! We're in position!
Oh, bloody hell, I told you Thando was thick. Come on, Baron, it's now or never.
Kane! Are you out there? This is Lafayette! Come out, my friend! Come out and join us! Thando!
Behind you!
Hondo! No! Open the hangar! Don't shoot! No!
The damn thing's jammed.
Look, Kane. All them trekkers have got Boucher machine guns.
What?
Lafayette.
You shattered my leg. Please, get away from me. Don't shoot. It's you. But it can't be. I killed you. You are dead.
Then here's a message from a dead man.
You're Blake?
Yes, I'm Blake.
Blake.
Is Travis still alive?
Blake.
Please.
Blake.
I have to know.
He's been dead a long time.
Did you kill him?
I helped.
You bastard! Now we're both marked. Welcome to the Travis Club. I think after this, me and Blossom will have to pay a visit to Outer Gal. Oh, I know. I'll use this. Lafayette's plasma rifle. Now there's a nice bit of symbolism for you. Goodbye.
Blake.
Commander!
Ah, bugger! You're right, Blake.
Of course I'm not all right. What about you? How's your arm?
Oh, I've just got a flesh wound. Let's see your face. You cut down to the bone. It's going to be a wicked scar. You could have had your eye out there.
I think that was his intention.
You saved my life, Tando.
You know what I say. If you was a friend of Oleg's, then you're a friend of mine.
And between you and me, I didn't like Kane that much anyway.
We'd better get you back to the medics. You're bleeding real bad. Here, use my anky.
No thanks, Tando. I'll use my shirt instead. It's cleaner. You know, I am sure I've seen Kane's mutoid before.
What? In a nightmare or something?
No. In some pictures. With two children.